appreciate what we've already felt in our hearts. We've already been to church, but I know that God has got more in store for us. If you'll just keep praying and asking Him to send His sweet Spirit by our way. Because God's people, today we have everything we need. Everything we need, we've already got it. But to those that don't know the Lord, church, bear with us and help us that we might be able to present Jesus Christ before them. Because He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And today they need to know the Lord. In the book of Hebrews, in the 11th chapter, is where we'll be reading from this morning. For just a few minutes that while we're before you, we ask that you just pray for us. There's already been enough of the Lord movement in this service that people could have already come and got right. If you're away from the Lord, for those that are lost, you could have already come and gotten saved. If only you would believe upon His name, His work, and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, you could have already been saved this morning. Salvation is not hard. Salvation is the easiest thing that you'll ever receive in your life, because the moment that you let go, God shows up. It's not what you can do, it's what God can do for you when you surrender it all into His hands. In the book of Hebrews, in the 11th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, go with us if you would here, and reading the first three verses today. He says in verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear." And stop reading there with that third verse. And some of you is already getting excited about the Word of God. And just help me preach for a few minutes today. And I know that this covers this chapter, the faith chapter, the Bible covers a lot of territory. But what the Lord has laid upon our hearts to bring to you today is simply entitled, "What is Faith?" What is faith? We hear it talked about so much that the Bible says in the book of Romans that God said that without faith it is impossible to please Him. If it's impossible to please God, what is this faith and why is it so important in our lives? And when we begin to look at it, sometimes, as our Sunday school teacher said this morning, that we hear of words, we hear of things, and people can do things, but we really don't comprehend it because we've not experienced it. Faith is so simple. But yet, for those that have, even us that have experienced it, it can be so difficult. Because we know what God can do, amen? We know that God is unlimited in His power and His strength, and that there is nothing that's impossible for our God to take care of. So we have to have faith in order for God to move on our behalf. And by faith, what does this word mean that we must have it in order for God to move in our lives? And how is it that I get this faith? And the Bible says that God has given to every man a measure of faith. Every one of us, from the time we was born, we had a measure of faith that was already implanted into our lives. So what is this faith that's there? And how is it that I can get this faith to grow to where that I can become a child of God? And for the Christians this morning, that we can step out and go to places that God wants us to go, but we need faith in order to get there. And Tara's testimony this morning about her friend, some of your testimonies this morning, and some of your thanksgiving that we've already heard, it all hinges on how we put our faith into works. Because faith without works is dead. Amen. So we need to move with this faith. So what is faith that we can be able to learn and grow in the Lord today? In the first part in verse 1, he said that faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's the substance or the whole matter of things that we are hoping for in our life. And this week I thought about this and I really want to preach the way the Lord has given it to me, is that we all know that, and we feel in our hearts that faith is what has brought us to the point to where we're at today. We look back and we see how faith worked in our mothers and our fathers' lives, how that they trusted the Lord for everything that they had need of. And here the writer says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. And when we begin to examine our lives, and folks, I'm not going to preach about cars, and I'm not going to preach about houses or great wealth or fame in this world, but I just want to preach to you what faith really is centered around. And faith is centered around that the hope, the things, the substance of things hoped for, that you and I know that our life is quickly coming to an end. And every one of us, whether you're saved or lost, it make no difference whatsoever. Every one of us knows today that we're going to live somewhere eternally. And the writer said faith is a substance of things hoped for. I've never met anybody that says, I hope that when I die, I go to hell for all eternity. I've never met anybody that says that. I've always heard people say that if I don't change my ways, I'm going to end up in hell. But I've never heard anybody say, my whole hope, my whole faith is built upon the fact that I get to die and go to hell. But I think that we have hopes that in this substance of things that's hoped for, is the first part is that as he says in the Romans in the 6th chapter, is that we hope in our life, we're hoping and we're looking forward to the fact that we can find salvation or the forgiveness of our sins somewhere before we die. I believe everybody that has this measure of faith is looking for that hope that they can find salvation in Jesus Christ before they leave this world. And to us that are saved today, it ought to make us want to rejoice in knowing that the most important thing about faith is that it led to us knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior for all eternity. It also gave me the hope that when I come to the end of life's way, that I have a place reserved for me over in glory land that outshines the stars. This will preach this morning. I didn't know about that place. And folks, I really didn't even, as a young child and a young man, I really didn't even know how to explain it. And here I am many years later, and I still don't know how to explain to people that I know that I have a blessed hope that when I leave this world, that I have a home in glory land with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People say, well, what does it look like? And how big is it? And all of the details of it. Through eyes of faith, I have the substance of things hoped for. In fact, I was going to ask this question, so I might as well do it at this point. How many of you have ever seen heaven today? Raise your hands if you've seen heaven. And I don't see anybody's hands going up. But through an eye of faith, substance of things hoped for, Sharon. I have seen the pearly gates of heaven. I have seen the throne that's high and lifted up. I have seen the river that flows out of it. And I have seen the trees of life on either side of the river. But most of all, when I try to preach about this, I have seen my loved ones that's outstripped us and gone on to be with the Lord. And I don't know all the particulars about everything that's going to happen there. But I have seen the one through an eye of faith that is high and lifted up in the throne of that city that we and I have seen through an eye of faith, substance of things hoped for, that I have seen the people, His people gathered around the throne. Has anybody else seen them singing that song or praising the Lamb? And people say, well, I don't even know what song they're singing. I don't either, and I don't know what words that goes to it. But folks, through an eye of faith, I have traveled there. I've never seen it with the carnal eyes, but I have seen it with the spiritual eyes to know that heaven is real and that I get to go there when I come to the end of life's way. It's the substance of things hoped for. The greatest hope that I have in this whole world was that I would not have to die and go to hell. Listen to this. All the time from the time I come to the age of accountability to the time that I got saved, my greatest fear was that I was going to die and go to hell for all eternity. But there come a day in a service similar to this once that a substance of things hoped for came past my life, and no longer is it something that I hope for. But how many of you did know today that when you close your eyes for the last time that you have no fear of hell and destruction because the Lord has already given you the victory? Are you saved this morning? Then we've already got the greatest gift that there is, because we've got that home and we don't have to worry about dying and going to hell for all eternity. Yes, we all deserve to die and go to hell, but praise God, Jesus came and He died upon a cross so that we could have a measure of faith given to us that if we would exercise it, that we would not have to die and go to hell, but we could have heaven for all eternity. He also said it's the evidence of things not seen. This is what faith is. The evidence of things not seen. And people say, how can you believe that there is a God who you have never seen? And I even remember as I was sitting in a pew like you are this morning, that the Lord dealt with my heart and the devil would put that same thought into my mind. How do these folks know that God is real? How do they know that heaven is real? How do they know that this is not just one big hoax and that the preacher has got every one of them full? But folks, there come a difference in my life. Up to that point, I was looking at everything on the natural realm. I was looking at things that if you don't show me the evidence, I can't believe it. But does anybody else remember when the preacher quit preaching to you and the preacher started preaching to you? And it was no more about how do they know this thing is real. Does anybody else remember when you changed over from doubting the Word of God to start believing the Word of God, when He says it was the evidence of things not seen? Up to that point, I doubted that there was a God. I doubted that there was a heaven. I doubted that there was a Holy Spirit. But I can almost tell you the time in my life when this evidence became real to me. People say, did they take you in the back room and talk to you about it and get you persuaded to start believing in it? Or did you go and you talk to mom or dad? And then you started believing in heaven and in God and the Holy Spirit. And the answer to both of those is no. But I remember when it became a reality to me that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I remember that I started believing that there was a God. I remember that I started believing that there was a Holy Spirit. And Sister Ruby, people say, how do you know that you started believing it? Because I would leave the church, and when I would get home after everybody else went to bed, it was still God that was dealing with my heart and my soul. And I remember the fear of dying before I got back to church. You talk about evidence of things not seen. People wants to ask us today, church, do you believe in God? I say, amen, I believe in God. How do you know you've never seen Him? I've not seen Him with the natural eye, but I have felt the presence of God in the midst of my soul, in the midst of the house of God, and I've seen Him work on those that are still lost today. Amen. What is faith? He said it's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Some of us this morning, if I could pause for just a moment, some of us today, faith wants to take us to places if we can just believe it, even though we haven't received it. Oh, I think about Marie. I think about your loved ones that are lost. And you know what? With Sister Terrence testifying about her and giving us an update, you know what I believe with all my heart? Folks, she's believing that God is going to heal her. But if folks, I'm believing that God is going to save her. And then when she gets saved, if God heals her, that'll be something else that she can praise Him for. Salvation is the most important thing that there is in this life. It's not the healing of this body. One of the preachers, I think it was last weekend, said it like this, that if God was to heal, or maybe it was a missionary on a Wednesday night, that if God was to heal your blindness, if He was to heal your lameness, if He was to heal your cancer, and no matter whatever else that you have that He was to heal, you're still going to die one day after a while. But the greatest miracle that there has ever been given to mankind is knowing that you'll never have to die again, because God has given you eternal life. In verse 7, he says, faith is dependency upon God's word. Not the pastor's word. Not the deacon's word. Not the church's word. I do not know everything that is covered in this leather-bound book that I hold in my hand. I do not know how it's all going to happen. But folks, I have faith. I am dependent upon this word. If this word says it, church, somebody help me preach. If this word says it, you can depend upon it. Whatever this book says, I depend upon it. This is my faith book. Because it tells in the 11th chapter of this reading that we gave to you this morning, the book of Hebrews, it lists out 16 people by name. And it says, and the prophets, so there's even more than that. But 16 people it lists by name who stepped out when it looked like it was impossible and did the impossible because they was dependent upon the word of God. Abraham could have said, there's no way at my age I'm ever going to be the father of many nations. But he said, you know what, Lord? You said it. I'm going to believe it. Noah could have said, it's never rained on dry ground. We've never experienced the heavens opening up and rain coming down. But he said, you know what, God? You said it, so I'm just going to depend upon you that it's going to rain. Sarah said, my womb has been shut all my life. But you know what, God? You said it. I may even laugh at you, but I believe you said it. I'm going to be dependent upon you because your word is true, and let every man be a lie. It is dependency upon God's word. I believe God's word more than I believe our country. I believe God's word more than I believe some commentary. I believe God's word because, you see, God's word has proven year after year after year. Men will let you down. The government will fail you. But God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I'll be with you always, even to the end of God and to the end of this world. I am dependent upon Him today that no matter what I face, God will bring us through it. In verses 8 through 10, Paul said, faith is trust in an unknown future. People say, I thought you said you know where you're going. I know where I'm going, but I don't know everything about the future. All I know is that I have faith. I have trust that everything is going to be all right. Not just today, but tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, all eternity is going to be all right. You say, how can you say that? Because I'm in the midst of the hands of the man who made the plan. He wrote the plan. He put the plan into motion, and he said that you, a lot of people are getting concerned and about this. In fact, one of the things that I saw the other day said that the greatest day in the history of mankind is coming on December the 21st in 2012. And I thought to myself, no, the greatest day ever known to mankind happened over 3,000 years ago on an old rugged cross on Calvary's Hill. That's when the greatest day happened. People say, well, how can that be the greatest day? Because, folks, you say, well, he died and he was crucified on that day. But have you not read the rest of what happened? On the third appointed day, church, he got up, and because he got up, we have faith that God is going to see us through it. I have trust in him. And let me move on real quickly. In verses 11 through 12 in this same chapter, he says, faith is counting things that be not as though they were. Oh, this will preach to the church this morning and to lost as well. Counting things that be not as though they were. You know why, church, if I could preach to the church for just a few minutes, you know why many of us don't get the miracles that we've been looking for? Because we don't start counting those things that we can't see as though they were. Oh. I'm trying to find a hushing place. People say, I don't think I'll ever see my lost. People say, you keep believing that and you won't. You know what I get excited about? I get excited that every once in a while the Lord allows me to see my people that are lost. Anybody else ever in the house of the Lord seen your people through an eye of faith step out and walk down the aisle? People say that's foolish to believe that one day they're going to. Folks, I go ahead and rejoice that I know that there is a God in heaven that is willing to save them the moment that they surrender it all. And I'm going to go ahead and count it as though it is, even though it is not. Some of our folks today that have got sicknesses, some of you that's got bad health, and I just got to preach my heart to you this morning for a few more minutes of time. You know why some of our people never recover? It's because they cannot see the impossible things that God can do. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it. But church, can we rejoice in this today? I have faith that I can count those things that be not as though they were in reality today. People say, you giving people a false hope today. There is no false hope in the Word of God. It is the living hope, and if we'll exercise it, you that are lost, you say, I'll never get saved. If you will step out believing, God will save you today. Faith is counting those things which be as not as though they were. Even the medical world will tell you that if you go into a surgery, if you go into a treatment plan and you see yourself as losing, you've already lost. You say, well, that's mind over matter. Folks, I know I can't do anything. But I know that I know a man that walks in the midst of the grand old church. I know a man that can walk through the corridors of the hospital. I know a man that when the family is told, you gotta stay out here, there is no restriction to where my God can't go. He can go right into the operating room. He can go into the treatment room. And folks, not only will he go in there with you, but he will come out with you if you will just have faith and trust upon his name. He'll do it for you. In verses 13 through 16, he says, faith is seeing the invisible things. I don't know everything that God's got. But every once in a while, and folks, I am no different than you. I am just a man that has been born again by the Spirit of God. People say, well, you're a preacher, you're a pastor, you have a better relationship with God than what we do. Folks, any one of us can be as close or closer than anybody else. But every once in a while, God blesses us to see the invisible things. People say, well, what kind of invisible things do you see? When I see the Spirit working on our people, you say, well, you really can't see the Spirit. How can you know it's the Spirit? Because you can see the countenance has changed. When you see that the Lord, through the invisible things of the moving of the Holy Spirit, people, I can't see the wind, but I see the effects of where it's been. It's like that with the Holy Spirit. I don't know where it's at, but I can feel it when it comes into the house of God. I can feel it when He's working on our people. And I know that even though it may seem impossible to me, God is an impossible, a miracle working God today. Faith is seeing those invisible things. Because as Larry said, when we can see the invisible things, we can do the impossible. Anybody want to do the impossible this morning? And then he says in verses 20 through 31, he said, faith is confidence in things to come. Confidence. How many of you, every once in a while, well, let me rephrase this. I have two questions. How many of you lack confidence in your life? On any given subject matter, we all lack confidence. We all do. But there's one thing that I don't lack confidence in. And that is, if God said, we're going to walk out of this valley, I know we're going to walk out of this valley. If God said, we're going to overtake the enemy, I know we're going to overtake the enemy. If God said, I'm going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey, I believe God's going to take us to a land flowing with milk and honey. People say, well, what if a Red Sea comes in your way between you and the land flowing with milk and honey? I am confident that my God is able to make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Oh, I'm trying to find a hushing place. Faith will take you to places that your imagination can't even imagine. Faith will do things for you through God that you have never even dreamed of. How many of you thought in your younger days you'd be sitting in a church on a Sunday morning praising the Lord in 2012, excited about what God has done for you and your family? There's not a one of us that could have seen where we're at today, but God knew that through faith that He could take us to this place, and not just to this place, but folks, I believe it like this. God's got bigger plans for us if we will just walk with Him by faith. Let me close. Faith. You say, well, you give us all these examples and all these words, but what is faith? What is faith that can get people saved? What is faith that can get people healed? What is faith that can get mountains moved out of people's lives? What is faith that can work miracles in people's lives? And folks, this is not just to the lost today, but there's every one of us that needs more faith in what God can do for us. Stop doubting and start believing. And God will take you to places you've not only dreamed of. What is faith? Faith is believing. Faith is believing when the odds look against you. Faith is believing that God can do it for you. You say, well, I've been lost for so long. I don't know if God can save me. If you believe that God is searching out your heart, and if you believe that if you ask God to forgive you of your sins, God will forgive you, and you will put your measure of faith to work, and God will show up and save you from that awful place called hell. Faith is trusting. Faith is trusting the Lord. That He will come to where you're at. In fact, He's already here this morning. Faith is trusting that God will never do you any harm, but God come to do you good all the days of your life. That's trust. It reminds me of when I was little, when my boys was little, and now even with our grandkids. No matter where we go, when they're afraid, when they're scared, when they're in a place that they don't recognize, you know what? If they can just hold on to our hand, like we held on to our Father's hand. They have trust. Oh, I said I was going to close, but let me put this in. No matter what I have to walk through, if I can just feel the presence of the Lord holding to my hand, there's no lion or bear that can defeat us. But He will give us the victory today if we can just feel His presence. Faith is accepting. Just accepting the Lord. I remember, as some of you here today, I don't know how it happened, but I remember the moment that I accepted God's Word, I was saved. I remember the moment I accepted Him, I stepped out behind the pew. In church, the moment I stepped out behind the pew, I don't remember anything of walking down the aisle until it was time to get up from praying, and I remember that part. I don't remember the distance in between the two points. I accepted Him, and it was gone. The load was lifted, and peace and joy come into our lives. Faith is confidence. Confidence. That no matter what it is that you have done, Jesus died upon the cross to cover all of our sins. It is accepting that His work is a finished work. And what He did was sufficient enough to save mom and dad. It was sufficient enough to save grandma and grandpa. I could go all the way back to the patriarchs. It was good enough for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But folks, I didn't know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know what it did for my grandmother and grandfather. Amen. On both sides. I know what He did for my mother and my father. Anybody else know what I'm preaching about? I've seen how God worked in their lives. I know what He did for them. And folks, when I see what He did for them, I want to have that kind of God in my life all the days of my life upon this earth. Because I know that He gave them a hope, a trust, a future that nobody else could give to them. This morning, while we get a song of invitation, I ask you, where is your faith? You say, well, I would move if I just had that measure. God's given it to you. You say, I would move if I could just believe. If you don't believe, the Bible says even the devils in hell believe that there is a God. They tremble at His name. You say, if only I could trust in His name. Folks, let me tell you, millions have walked this way before and have trusted in the name of our God. And He has not let one of them down. Two things it is impossible for God to do. It's impossible for God to lie. God cannot lie. And the second thing is it's impossible for God to fail. He cannot fail us. Sister Shirley, He's brought us safe this far. And how many of you know today, because you have faith, that if He has brought us safe this far, He's going to walk with us until we get to the end of last way. And then when I get to the end of last way, you know what He said? He'll be there with an outstretched hand to guide us safely o'er that Jordan River and take us on home to be with Him. This morning, if you had faith, you could just put it to exercise, it to put it to use. If you would just do that, that one measure of faith that you have. You say, well, I've already used up all my faith. Not if you're still lost and undone. Your faith is still there, that you can exercise it and God will come and save you. The moment that you believe, the moment that you trust, the moment that you hold to His hand, He will save you. While we stand as she sings this song, church, while you continue to pray, come right home. maybe somebody that's even a Christian, that you need help from God, and your faith has been weak. You need to be strengthened. You come this morning. But most of all, you that are lost, you will never receive what God wants to give you if you don't go with faith. Not your works, not your good deeds, but by faith. Step out this morning. Come on. Come on, Mom and Dad. Young man or woman. Come to the Lord by faith. By faith, come to Him. Yes. May not know how. He'll do it for you. Yes. Would you move this morning? Don't let this opportunity escape you. But while God is dealing with you, step out. Step out today. Yes. Just like He did, and help you get through, and He'll do it again. The moment that you believe, God will show up.
Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't He always come through?
Yes. Yes, He will.
Though you may not know how, and you may not know when, He'll do it again.
There are no unbelievers in hell. And folks, let me put this in and I'll close today. The measure of faith that you have can only be exercised on this side of the river. Once you've closed your eyes, it's too late. Does not the Bible say, as a tree falls, so shall it be? Jesus said, if you go down in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. If you go down in your sins, you'll be resurrected in your sins. But you'll have no part. It'll be too late. The rich man wanted an opportunity to escape there, and it was too late. And then he said, well, if I can't get out of here, will you send word back to my brethren not to come to this terrible place? But you see, it's not going to take one that's risen from the dead to get you to believe in God. It's just going to take you searching out your hearts. You cannot look at this world and say there is no God. Didn't that not what the Scripture said? And I said I was going to close. But the Scripture said in verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It was not an atomic explosion in space that created this world. It was God who spoke it into existence. God who made us. God who made it, divided the light from the darkness. And God who divided the land from the sea. It was God. And in the book of John, the first chapter, it says that there was nothing that was made that was not made by Him. Amen. By Him. This morning, I hope that you check up on your faith. And that you put your faith into action. Because you see, just because you have a measure of faith, there's a lot of people that had good intent of getting saved, but they never did the work that was involved in it. The work that's involved is